This is CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kahmo?
Aba shabana bawalule.
He's an actor, a film director.
Say hello to my little friend.
A motivational speaker. A musician.
I'm the man up in this piece.
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a.
Mina ngiyawuthe sikasi ngicela ukusibhomela namagenge kasisinomsa nje sibele sishela abantwana basikasi amafriend. Hello nice, shaphi kunjani?
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Hey, it's a Wednesday. It's a wetness Wednesday. With myself, Kagiso Modupi, a.k.a. Kahmo on cliffcentral.com. And you know the show is called Unleashed with myself, Kagiso Modupi. Yeah, Samba Pants, every Wednesday we just talk about things that you don't want to talk about, whether it's relationships, whether it's what. And if you are wondering who's this lady who's
I
got this...
I always want to talk about relationships.
Yeah. You know, this lady who's got a loud laugh behind the mic, you guys know her as a it's Nomi Superstar.
Nomi Superstar.
But her original name is Nomusa Mazwai.
Nomusa Mazwai, ndingumxhosa
kaloko. Kastete sana.
UmZulu ubiza ba Nomusa, ndingumxhosa mina Nomusa.
Yeah, Nomusa. Oh, I love her energy already, and we are just hanging out with her. And as you know, every Wednesday we talk about, we have our favorite celebrity here, and now we've got Nomi Superstar, and we're going to be talking about how babies can change a relationship, right?
Wow.
Yeah, but I want you to hold that thought, because when I know you just go in there, and we just want to get your thoughts and how you think that babies can change a relationship. So send us your comments at Kagiso Modupi on Instagram, at Kagiso Modupi on Instagram and on Twitter as well. And the show is called Unleashed. We are coming back after this with Unomsa, Ntombi Yomxhosa, Umazwai, Unomi Superstar, Unomi Delicious.
I like that.
Hashtag it.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
All right, you still hang out with myself, Kagiso Modupi, and Nomi Superstar, and we're just hanging out. Nomi Superstar.
Yes.
I mean, you are a superstar. You walk like a superstar. You look like a superstar.
Thank you.
Yes.
Look, I visualize, you know.
I want people to get to know you. I mean, she's an amazing singer. She's got 3 degrees under her name. And obviously, you know, most of you know that she's sisters to, you know, the famous Mazwai family. She comes from there. And I just want to know, man, there's so much that I can say about you. You got a single out. You're pushing all these things. But you're also just a bubbly person, right?
Thank you.
I want to know, all these things that we've just put here, is that who you say you are?
I am a creative.
Yes.
I am a social activist.
Yes.
I'm a doer. I'm a lover of life.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just awake and here.
Can I marry you?
Too late. Too late for mama. It was too late. Too late.
Late for Mushato.
Too late.
Awe ma. Hey, Tatile Leopard. Yes.
Yeah, no, in Tatile Shime.
Yeah.
No, I'm a little late. Never single. We were single once.
Yeah.
Let us shove it off hard to go to my taboo. Look at us now. Hard to get. Impossible to get.
What did I say to you? What were my words to you? This show is going to be lit. Nomi Samazwai, Nomi Superstar is here. I mean, tell us about yourself. I know people always say, where did you grow up? We know Eastern Cape. How was growing up?
Growing up was interesting. I think I had a kind of turbulent upbringing because when I was seven, it's kind of one of my earliest memories, my mother passed away. So that was like crazy, you know, to lose your mother at such a young age. You don't really understand it, but it's like a devastating loss. And you really, you keep learning more about how much you did lose the more you grow up. The more you go through life. So my upbringing was that, but I had these two amazing sisters. I had this amazing father. And so growing up was also a lot of fun, you know, me and Ziggy and Tandi. So we used to have a lot of fun growing up. We used to play games. We used to sing. We used to play Jam Eddie in the house. We used to read.
You used to play Jam Eddie in the house.
We used to play Jam Eddie.
Who were you? Were you Nimrod? Who were you?
I was always a contestant. I was always a contestant. Ziggy was Vinolia. Tandi, so I would change her role. Sometimes she's a contestant, sometimes she's Nimrod, sometimes she's Vinolia. But we used to play it. It was more about
and
the
who
singing.
Won the gem blaster?
Moi.
Listen here, you've traveled the world, you've studied overseas, and I see you've got like a political and economy development from New York.
Yes, I did my master's in international political economy and development in New York at Fordham University. I did it on a Fulbright scholarship, which was absolutely incredible. Fulbright is this program where they take students from all over the world and you get to study towards your postgraduate degree.
And waketa wena. What made you so special?
Oh my gosh, confidence, wanting to go. Reading, actually. How I won that scholarship is because I read really obscure economic journals. I followed, you know, writers that really, you really have to be in it to know about them, like Terry Bell. I remember when I did my interview, they asked me a question and I referenced Terry Bell, and I saw one of the panelists was interviewing me, this guy, just his eyes lit up. And I thought to myself, I got this. You know, reading.
And what are you doing with that? I mean, it's master's. You got a master's in that.
I've got a master's. So it's really interesting. So life, you know, I like to be very honest about my life, but while people listen to me, they must always know that I'm positive. I go for everything that I want. Nothing can stop me. But the craziest thing was coming back from New York with a master's degree and struggling to find employment. And, you know, so crazy. It's really crazy how I was reading an article in the Mail and Guardian the other day about this guy was writing about the experience of young black professionals in the corporate world, in the South African economy that we really can't access, and how, you know, when you are a black young professional, there's just assumptions made about you that you're lazy, that you're not a go-getter, that you've been given this, that it's been spoon-fed to you.
You can be creative,
And it was really, really crazy. So I remember going for this one interview, and in the interview, I just remember being extremely confident and just sure of myself. I'm a hard worker. So for me to get into a space where I don't know anything, I'm not threatened by it. I see that as a challenge. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to do a lot. And I remember these people, they called me and they made it a point to tell me that I actually don't know anything. Like, imagine a decline. You're not even calling just to say, hi, Nomsa, thank you for coming to the interview. You didn't get it. Then I can ask, okay, why didn't I get it? How can I improve? Whatever, whatever. The person who called me, it was like they were so repulsed by my confidence that they had to break it down. They had to say, you didn't only just get the job. Listen, don't think you're all that because you're not. And I was like, that's so crazy. I had this woman on speakerphone. My sister Tanis was sitting there. And Tanis was like, yo. Is this what happens in like professional, in the professional world? And I was like, damn. home. This then I woke up and I kept going for interviews. I kept hustling. I kept pushing. And I'm where I'm where I am today.
I want to ask something. I'm asking this as Audiamtwana, right? What is it about Xhosa, not just women, but just amaXhosa, and confidence? Like, where do you guys get this confidence? Are you born with it? Because I've never met anybody umXhosa who was shy and who was not confident and sure of themselves. I wish I was Xhosa.
You know, when your life is surrounded by characters.
Yeah.
I mean, when Bando Lumisa walks into Parliament tells someone that, sit down because I gave you that license. Dag neta wena. Uge nandu ya kumbula dag neta wena. You know, and it's about growing up in a space where people just say exactly what's on their mind. Yeah. You know, I'm a Xhosa akwata, you know?
Yeah.
I am a Xhosa, but I'm very quick to just talk facts about Xhosas. Xhosas are a buck.
Yeah.
You know, they're raw, they're buck, they're lit.
Yeah.
And, you just got to love to hate them.
Yeah.
Because you just...
I love Xhosa people. I love their confidence.
I also think it's that thing of isiduko, you know, where you try, when you're introducing yourself, you're trying to find the similarities between you and another Xhosa, you know?
Yes.
It's not just the surname. When you're telling your isiduko, then the person goes, wow,
ungumajola.
Umakulu wam, why ungumajola? Now, all of a sudden, like, you're related. We all know how, like, Midrand is like the Eastern Cape. Xhosas, like, they just live together.
Yeah.
They try to help each other. It's a hustle. They're all trying to make it. So I just think it's one of those beautiful things that I love about the Xhosa culture.
Yeah.
But it's also one of those crazy things that I try to stay away from.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to drink the Kool-Aid.
No. So listen, you started off in New York and went to Fort Hare, or was it the other way around?
I went to Fort Hare first.
Yeah.
I studied at Fort Hare. I did my undergraduate there. Yeah. And I also did my honors in financial markets at Fort Hare.
Yeah.
I was SRC president at Fort Hare. I think that also helped me go overseas because they always want to see that you've got leadership qualities.
Yeah. Of which you definitely do.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So Fort Hare was incredible. It was a learning experience. It was crazy. I wrote a book about my time at Fort Hare.
Wow.
And it just captures like what I experienced as a young leader there. I was an independent, and Fort Hare is highly politically charged.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're an independent at Fort Hare, it's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, but Fort Hare's got like a history of good leaders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it was what was meant to be.
It was what was meant to be.
Mm, was meant to be.
Ow. When something is yours, it is yours.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Umuzalwe nayo, uzalwe nayo. And the confidence, xa uzalwe nayo, uzalwe nayo. Also, we hang out with Nomsamazwai. And, you know, the show is called Unleashed with myself, Kagiso Modupi. Catch the podcast. This show is going to be lit. It's only here for an hour, and I'm already having so much fun with her on studio. And we're coming back right after this.
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you, baby. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Oh, Mazwai.
Yes.
The politician. Mazwai, the activist, Mazwai, all in one. Now there's Mazwai. There was no way we were going to have a Mazwai, not musician, right?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? I grew up in a very musical family. Crazy thing is, my mother and my father both are not musically talented.
Yeah.
But all of my mother's sisters are in choirs.
Yeah.
And my
except
my
for your
father's
mother.
Brother.
Your mother's the black sheep
yes.
in that family.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, literally.
Yeah.
And well, she's not like not the real black sheep.
Mama, uli
we are
bimba.
Bimba, let me say.
Yeah.
I don't really know because I was so young when she passed.
Yeah.
But my father also, not a singer, but his brother has the most beautiful voice. I mean, talk about churches compete for him to be in their church.
How?
Because it sings so nice.
Yeah. What's his name?
Umalume,
Malume.
I don't know if I want to out him.
No, sir. Out him.
Malume Veli.
Is a hit.
Yeah, he's a young hit. He's got this very, like, choral voice.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, it was the latent gene in both of my parents.
Yeah.
And they just made us.
Kids that can sing.
Yeah. And then the writing, of course, is from both my parents.
I still have a crush on your sister. Sorry, what did I say? Okay.
Wow.
So, do you guys sit around Christmas? I would take me to Christmas time. Everybody's back home.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like?
Well, we never actually celebrated Christmas per se.
Yeah. Holidays.
We Easter, did December whatever. Holidays.
Yeah.
We did December holidays. I mean, we spent all of our time together. And after people matriculated, they went to varsity. I mean, Taliso, when she matriculated, she went to varsity, studied law, which was like crazy and weird.
Well, this is still crazy and weird because you're here. I think you're all crazy.
But our time together, I mean, we spent time together and it's just a party. It's fun.
You ever sing together? You know, like I'm trying to think. Maybe do you guys sit there like the Preston sisters, and you go, "Amen."
No.
And then Umalume Veli angena athi zingre.
It's a family full of solo artists. There's no collabs, not really. I know Tiki and Taliso once worked together.
Yeah.
I just love listening to Taliso sing. I just enjoy it. I'm just so spoiled. Yes, that is my life.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But no, we don't really sing together. We just chill. We tell jokes. We talk about politics a lot.
Yeah.
About what's happening in the country, what we think about that. And then we just bond over just sister stuff, family stuff, gossip.
Less of wine.
Well, not really.
We're
not so much of drinkers.
Yeah.
Not right now, at least.
Yeah. Listen, I want to talk to you about your WhatsApp miniseries. What's that about?
So I started this series on WhatsApp called Wapisodes.
Wapisodes.
It's a subscriber-based service. Mm-hmm. So you go to wapisodes.mobi and you subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it is, it's a portal where my followers can have direct contact with me, but also a platform where they get exclusive content. So I run a series on Wapisodes every year. I do a 10-part series on Wapisodes where I go out, I get a crew, we shoot, we get content, we create content.
What kind
of content?
Always it's always themed. Yeah.
The first season was about getting to know Nomi Superstar, because it was really about getting to know my journey, understanding what I think about politics. The second season, which came out this year, was following me on my pregnancy and my conversations with my unborn child at the time. And so it gave people just an insight into the life-changing experience of having a child. Like, it completely changes you. You think different. You are different.
Yeah.
You know, I found compassion. I found love. I found patience.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I got from being pregnant was patience. I used to be so impatient.
Patience.
So it was that, but it's very artistic. So I get body paint artists. It's an expression of myself. I'm a visual artist as well.
Yeah.
So this particular season had body paint artists. The lighting is incredible. I mean, it looks like you're looking at a moving painting with words.
Yeah.
That's what Wapisodes really is.
Yeah.
And then when you're not running the series, you're getting exclusives on singles. So a single might be coming out on the 1st. You'll get the link for the download on the 31st or on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Like all my Wapisodes, people are getting the download link. Can we go back and fix that?
Okay.
Can we?
Yeah.
For instance, all of my Wapisode subscribers got the download link for You Are on the 27th of August, and everybody else got it this past Saturday.
Yeah.
So we do things on Wapisodes that are groundbreaking. Right now I've got about 3,000 subscribers, which is amazing. We do not spam our people.
Okay, yeah.
We don't send you things in jail.
Yes, yeah.
No, we send you what is relevant, and we only send you information about Nomi Superstar.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on board and if you want to get, like, join us on this Webisodes journey, you go to webisodes.mobi and you subscribe and the journey begins.
Say it again.
Webisodes.mobi.
I was saying.
Yes.
Now that we're getting into this conversation, right? Because I wanted to talk about it later. But, I mean, now we are just talking about it, I guess, right? We're talking about babies. You've just had a baby.
I've just had a baby.
And I mean, you didn't just have a baby by yourself. There was somebody. There was a brother who is Thandwa Sakho, the one that you don't even want to go to city. Six share and that's not down. Anyway, I want to know.
Share that. We share many things. Sharing is caring.
Yeah,
but not in a relationship of two people. That's when sharing is not caring.
Yes, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Lalela man, Mazwai, tell me. You said that you've learned patience, right? Take me through the whole thing. Yeah, you're pregnant. Just as a start.
Wow. Body painting. I fell pregnant. Mm-hmm. I actually had fibroids. Well, I still have them. Mm-hmm. But I had 13 fibroids. And doctors had told me that pregnancy was really very unlikely. I went for a surgery in 2016 to try and get rid of the fibroids. Mm. And the doctor literally opened me and closed me. She was like, I can't touch the fibroids because if I touch them, you definitely won't have kids.
Yeah.
So we did another kind of surgery called embolization, where they put these crystals in your bloodstream to the fibroids.
Yeah.
And then it makes them smaller.
Yeah.
So about 10 of them got, like, much, much smaller. Mm-hmm. But I had this one big fibroid. It's about 13 centimeters in diameter. It's quite big.
Yeah.
And that one was not budging. So the doctors were still like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so I was convinced that I wasn't going to have kids. Then.
Wait. Before you continue, what is that like for a woman? When you get told you won't have children, because I know women take pride in bearing a child, right?
You know, it's for me. I don't know if it was about pride, but it was just about the want.
Mm-hmm.
You and also the expectation. You just expect it because you're a woman.
Yeah, I mean,
you're gonna have kids.
Mom,
you know, and that news or that possibility or that reality was devastating.
Yeah.
Hard to talk about. Mm. Hard to share with other people. Hard to deal with.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had to learn to speak about it. So I taught myself how to speak about it first.
Yeah.
Because that made it easier for me to look at the options. You know, my eggs were fine.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, let me just research. I'm going to freeze my eggs.
Yeah.
I'm going to find a surrogate.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a baby like that.
Yeah.
You start looking at options, you know. I started getting ideas in my head. I was like, okay. And I mean, at the time, I was still single when I found out about that. So I was like, geez, I can't even do like last attempts.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's no one in the picture. And I was like, I have this best friend of mine. I spoke to him and I was like, oh my gosh. So if I freeze my eggs, you know, you start just making all these plans.
Yeah.
And then you meet somebody.
Yes.
And you're reckless.
And he, yeah.
And then you
break
one day,
eggs.
You are feeling like your fibroids are acting up.
Yeah.
I felt like, okay, this fibroid needs to come out. I'm like, I need to go to the doctor. This one, I can't deal with the pain.
Yeah.
You go to the doctor, and the doctor, because I had this one gynae throughout this whole process, and she just broke down crying. She was like, it's a miracle. She was crying more than me. She was like, oh my God, it's a miracle. And I was like, what? What? She's like, it's a baby.
It's a baby.
And I was like, oh, damn. I was so excited.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know, when you're just so happy.
Excited.
So incredibly happy. And I also think there's something about having
kids. Look at
kids.
Me, Bon.
Bon. It is goosebump stuff.
It is goosebump stuff.
It is goosebump stuff.
And people see you out there and they don't some of them just don't realize how much people who are in the spotlight go through, because we never share that. And I'm glad that you managed to share that via your episode, right? Your episodes. That's pretty amazing.
It's so crazy. And there's something about having a child when you're ready also.
Yeah.
Because I'm in my 30s. Mm-hmm. Look, there's a running rumor out there that I started myself that I'm around 25.
Yeah.
Please continue believing.
Yeah.
You went, but now that we're having a real conversation, I need to be real with you.
Oh, Gumanda.
Look, I'm a 30-something 25-year-old.
Yes. That is some 25-year-old.
And there's something about having a child when you are financially ready, emotionally ready, just ready.
Yeah.
You know, because for me, no matter what that guy had said to me, no matter what my partner said to me, I knew I was having a baby, and I knew it was the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. And that's what I was. I was just like, listen, homeboy. I know we're reckless.
And I'm going to go and do some bodybuilding.
Like, we thought we knew what we knew, but we didn't really know.
Yeah. And now that we know.
Because only God knew. The doctors thought they knew. But God knew.
Yeah.
And he was so excited. He was like, oh my God. So like now we're just both excited.
Yeah.
But it was scary because I told him first, but obviously I had to work for the first trimester because it was a high-risk pregnancy. Yes. So, like, we are so excited. Everywhere we're going, I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
People are like, okay. And I'm like, no, I don't drink anymore. It's just I've made a life change. That's why I am in my life. Nobody suspected anything. And then I got, like, after 3 months, I started telling my family.
Everybody. And they were ecstatic.
Everyone was ecstatic.
I can only imagine. We're talking to Nomi Superstar, and we are talking about, today we're talking about how babies can change a relationship, right? We're going to get into that right after this.
Unleashed with Kagiso Mudupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Mudupi.
Mama Bantuan, Nomi Superstar. Yes, ungumama, in your body. I'm looking at your picture here, and body painting, Ndebele. I mean, this is amazing. But was your man comfortable with you being naked?
Yeah, he was at the photo shoot. Listen, my guy knows me.
Yeah,
you know what happens when you are
This is beautiful though.
When you are of a certain age, you meet a guy and you are completely just yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even, you're just yourself, because you reach a point where you're just like, if you don't like me, keep it moving, brother.
Yeah.
Like, on to the next for you.
Yeah.
Like, there's an age that you reach where you're just like, you know what, I just need a guy that knows me. Mm-hmm. I can't do that thing where for the first 3 months or 6 months, we're lying to each other.
Yeah.
And then we discover we were lying to each other. No.
And then just make compromises.
He totally knows me. He knows I'm a creative.
Yeah.
And he was at the shoot.
Yeah.
He was at the shoot. I was not dressed. There was about...
Stunning.
There was about, how many people were part of the crew that shot on that day? It was about 4 or 5 people.
Yeah.
And it's a professional space. Look, I'm an artist. And when you're creating art, that's what you're doing. You're creating art.
Are these out on your social media?
They are. They're on my webisodes.
Yeah.
That's where they came out first. And the visuals, I mean... the single that we dropped on Saturday, so we did a lyric video that people can get. If you are subscribed to episodes, you have the lyric video.
Yes,
if you subscribe to episodes, you will get the lyric video.
Yeah.
It's exclusive content. It's for mobile only. That's the thing about episodes. It's mobile only. You'll never see it on Channel O. You'll never see it on TV. You'll never. I create the footage for mobile.
And the single is called You Are, right?
The single is called You Are. And all of the footage that we took at the shoot forms part of this video.
See, you and I are just running on and we're enjoying ourselves. And we're like, not even talking about your music, right? You Are.
You Are.
Who did you work with?
That song, the beat, I got from Spook Soweto.
Okay.
I got the book, the beat from Spook Soweto about, I would say, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was in Maboneng at his store, and we were having a good time, drinks, having fun, and he played this beat, and I was like, oh my God, I love it. I'm going to put something on it.
Yeah.
So I did the chorus back then.
Yeah.
Part of the chorus, I'll say. And then we hooked up now after I had the baby, and I was making new music, new singles, and he sent me the what we did that night, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so perfect. I added the lyrics. I worked with him, and Harrison Crump did the mixing and the mastering.
Yeah.
So it's got this really whole sound. You know, Harrison Crump is a really great producer.
Yeah.
So
that's one of the best.
Yeah, so he really, the sound is beautiful. I love the sound of it, and the beat. Mm-hmm. I think the beat is very special. The beat speaks to you also just, it's a very Nomi Superstar song.
Yeah.
But also you can hear my influences over the last few years. When I released my first album, there was no Little Dragon back then.
Yeah.
And now there is Little Dragon.
Yeah.
So you can definitely hear that Nomi Superstar loves Little Dragon. And you can just hear all the different influences. You can hear my David Bowie there.
Yeah.
You can hear the music that I love, but it's still very authentically Nomi Superstar. So the song is You Are, and it's dedicated to my daughter. It's really what she is to me.
Nomi Superstar, You Are.
Yes.
Unleashed with Kagiso Mudupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Mudupi.
I like.
You love, you
mean. I love Harrison Crump. I love. Hey, man, this is proper.
Thank you.
It is proper.
Thank you.
Okay, Mina, you know when you don't have words? Nah, I don't have words. Yeah.
You know what? When things are supposed
and
to
you
be...
can tell her, no, this is done after the Little Dragon is here. You probably would have sounded different, right?
Oh my goodness, I would have sounded different.
Yeah.
First of all, the lyrics, you know, when I say, my lyrics say, from the womb you taught me how to forgive.
Yeah.
That's the first gift my child ever gave me.
Yeah.
I forgave.
You learned forgiveness.
I learned forgiveness because I was angry. I was so angry.
Yeah.
I was angry that my mother died. I was angry that I didn't have a mother that loved me when I grew up. I was angry. I was angry about not being able to access opportunities. I was angry about, you know, I was just angry about a lot. And, you know, my child taught me how to forgive.
Yeah.
And she taught me not to live with regret and to live without resentment. Like, those things happen to me.
No, me.
The lyrics say exactly what I went through. And the lesson that I've come out with, oh my gosh, my child is...
Yeah.
She's made me so whole.
She's life.
She's life.
Ouch.
She's made me a better person.
Now let's get into this thing. Let's get into this thing. The brother.
Yes, the brother.
You meet Humanati.
Yes, Humanati.
You make this amazing person.
Yes.
And then the person is here.
The person is here.
How has that changed your life? Is it different from before the little person was here? And now the person's here. Let's get real.
First of all, my partner
became
sexier to me.
Right.
Because he's a great father.
Yeah.
You know, I would find myself messaging my friends and being like, guys, my man just put the baby down and I just want to jump him because just the father
in him
just makes me hot.
Yeah. Atina,
my homo. First, I'm a homo. I say, Nancy Dota. You know, that's one of the things that happened. The other thing that happened is, look, me and my man have always had a very good relationship. We communicate.
Yeah.
He taught me about communication.
Yeah.
You know, I was one of those people where when something is going wrong, I just get angry.
Yeah.
Why is it? And my man taught me whoa, as cool as my pet. You know, let's talk about it more. Like, how if I turn to go to the I don't live to do this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh my, we turn in a mangfunu go yenza pet.
Yeah, yeah. How? How?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He taught me communication.
Yeah.
And we communicate. And communication is so important.
Yeah.
That you're able to, because relationships are hard.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships are difficult.
Mm.
Because, and especially when there's a child involved, it's high pressure.
Yeah.
Because when there's no child, if somebody is bugging you and annoying you, you can just get up and go.
Yeah. Or you can just tell them straight.
You can just get up
right
and go.
Right now. But now there's a kid here, I can't really tell you straight anymore.
Look, I was the kind of a girl, I was get up and go.
Yeah.
You know, that was my MO. I was like, you gonna what? You think, oh, damn, we're not cut from the same cloth. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
You know?
Yeah.
But now, I can't do that.
You can't.
Cut from the same cloth doesn't matter right now because we that made a cloth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So communication is so important. And it's the difficult things.
Yeah.
Some things are easy, like the photo shoot I thought would be crazy for him because like I'm gonna be naked in front of 5-6 people.
Yeah.
And they're male. All of them are male. There was no female actually at that shoot.
Yeah.
And I thought he's gonna be so mad. I thought this was gonna be crazy for
Uncomfortable for him, yeah.
Mm. We got there. He switched on the heater. Baby, are you fine?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at how they're painting you.
Yeah.
This is so pretty. Wow. Baby, can I do anything for you? How are you feeling? Can I, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Thank you, universe, for sending me exactly what I asked for.
But there's also the business of being a parent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's me and you now. And then now we made a cloth, right?
Yes.
There's the business of now taking care of this cloth.
Yes.
How does that ever change? I mean, you know, you come from a different family. I come from a different family.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that, you know, maybe culture clash, how you raised Mdwana, how I was raised. Do you ever get, you know, those situations where you're clashing?
You know, we did.
Yeah.
We did. I'll be honest. We did. Right at the beginning, we did. Mm-hmm. I don't need to go into the details of what happened
because
that's for us.
Yeah.
But we did. And I said to him, baby, if we can't get this right, this is a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
And it means that we need to start a conversation about co-parenting.
Yeah.
And what that means.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, that meant we need to know that there's a way that we can work together even if we're not together.
Yeah.
And we did get there. I don't want to lie. Got there.
Yeah.
And he went off and he consulted other men.
Yeah.
You know, there is something where men have a responsibility to each other.
Yeah.
Where they must mentor and guide each other.
Yeah.
And I'm just so glad that he went and spoke to another man. A real man.
Yeah.
And that man said, nah, boo.
Yeah.
You be extra now.
Yeah. Calm down.
Yeah. You be extra now.
Yeah. Yeah. Just calm down.
You know, and he came back and he was like, baby, I think I was being extra.
Extra. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and he's brave. He's so brave. Mm. You know, my man is brave.
And that made you...
He's not afraid to say that.
Want to jump him.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. I was like, oh, baby. Oh, I forgive you.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's situations where, you know, he is saying something to me that he's like...
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't always get there. Obviously, a lot of our conversations are really light. So he also talks about what his expectations are, what he would like to see happening. And I, you know, I always say to people in a relationship, there must be nobody who dominates somebody else.
Yeah.
You must always understand that it's a give and take all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
And sometimes because I have a big personality, sometimes I have to, you know, come down a bit.
Yeah.
So that I can make sure that this guy who is really not as loud, as forward as
you are.
As I am, also he must have his time to speak.
Yeah.
you know, and his time to share his views. So yeah. It's really give and take. I don't know if I've mastered this thing. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
But you're saying the key is communication, right?
Definitely.
Because I'm thinking, you know, there's a lot of things that happen. There's sexually, there's a bit of a change,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you don't communicate that, is there?
Is there?
Is there?
Is there? Is there really?
I don't know.
I mean, for
fatigue,
medical,
maybe you're tired. I don't get tired.
Young, young.
Yeah.
I mean, we're young.
Yeah, you're 35, 25, right?
I'm not 35.
You said 30,
I said
25.
30 something, 30, 25.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh. 35.
Ay, ungunomi superstar.
I'm not 35. Dear everybody listening, I'm not 35. Please. Please, don't let that be the rumor out there.
25.
I'm 30-something 25.
30-something 25. Yes. I like that. Can I steal it? Can I?
Of course you can.
Thank you, son. Consider it stolen. What would you say to a couple that, you know, after birth, you know, they're going through body post, you know, post-depression?
Mm.
What would your advice be?
Depression is a very difficult one.
Yeah.
And when you are depressed, exercise helps.
Uh-huh.
Exercise is very helpful in terms of depression. But also, don't be afraid to go and get medication or balance it out, because depression is so hectic. In terms of physical engagement.
Yeah. Comrades.
Physical engagement is a prerequisite.
Yeah.
to a functioning relationship.
Yeah.
If I were to make an analogy of a relationship being a car.
Yeah.
Physical engagement is the petrol of the car. Communication is the oil. It's very necessary. If you drive that car with petrol, no oil, it's not going anywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
But it requires petrol. Now, sometimes, like petrol, you don't want to spend money. You are tired.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you want this car to move.
Yes. You must spend money.
You must spend money begrudgingly so.
Yeah.
Nobody must keep something from the other person.
Yes.
Yes. It's very terrible when people do that.
Yeah.
I've heard stories where, you know, people are withholding physical engagement.
Yes.
It is very improper.
Yeah.
In fact, borderline illegal to do such a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
No. No. This car must move.
If you are angry with your man, address it. Address it.
Address it, yeah.
Address the anger. But the anger and the physical engagement, these things are not mutually combined.
Yeah.
One can happen while the other one is continuing.
Yeah.
Just because you are fighting
you.
doesn't mean you must not engage.
Engage, yeah.
That is like saying, because you are angry, you will not exercise.
Yeah.
I mean, exercise is necessary.
It's necessary. Oh, my goodness.
And I will say that the lack thereof really does create unnecessary tension.
Yeah.
You will fight over things that don't matter.
The little things.
If you are not engaging physically.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's what we would advise. If you've just had a baby from Nomsamazwai, just communicate.
Yes.
Well, I want to take, like, I know we're playing around, but communicate, one.
Yes.
Which is key. Physical engagement
is key.
Is key.
Now, it may not be you.
Yeah.
That is not physically engaging.
Mm-hmm.
This little thing that has arrived is a human-sized cock block.
Yeah.
You know, children are amazing.
Yeah.
But babies.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell when you're even thinking about doing the nesting.
Yeah.
They
tell.
And they want to become in between that.
In between that, yes.
In your marriage, in your life, in your partnership, there will be times when your child wants to come between you and your man.
Yes.
From the get-go.
Yeah.
Make it clear.
Yeah.
that there are certain lines we do not cross, my child. Time to sleep.
Time to sleep.
Dummy in the mouth, lights go off, good night.
Yeah. Lights off. Yeah.
Lights off.
Off. Yeah.
Yes. Good night.
Yeah.
Daddy and mommy are speaking now.
I'm praying. Daddy and mommy need to pray.
Daddy and mommy need to pray.
Yeah.
Daddy and mommy need to watch a soap opera together.
And the nominees are.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Nomi superstar, man. Nomi, but we're running out of time. You must come back to this show. You must come back.
Anytime.
You must come back to this show. Actually, you must come host this show. Damn.
Thank you.
Listen, where do we find you? Where do we find your music? I want you to just sell it now.
You find me. Everything of mine is Nomi Superstar. That's N-O-M-I-S-U-P-A-S-T-A. So my music, my Twitter handles, my Instagram, N-O-M-I-S-U-P-A-S-T-A. That's how you spell Nomi Superstar.
Yeah.
My music is on my website. My website is really cool. Check it out. It's got all my music videos. Remember to subscribe to Wapisodes for exclusive content. It's wapisodes.mobi. My new single, You Are, came out this past Saturday.
Yep.
Please join the You Are Challenge. And the You Are Challenge is basically you go on Twitter and you tell somebody special to you what they mean to you using the hashtag You Are. And then what you can also do is check out my Twitter feed because some of my song is in Xhosa.
Yes.
So now what we're doing is we are teaching people how to speak Wakanda.
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Man. So there's tutorials on how to learn to speak Wakanda using the You Are lyric video.
Ah, love it, love it. We'll hang out with Nomi Superstar, Nomu Samazwai, and her single is out. And I love you.
I love you too, and people love must come spirit. Check me out at Afropunk.
Yes, I'm definitely bringing
Afropunk.
My wife, and I don't want free tickets. I'll come and
it's
just
gonna
support.
Be epic.
Yeah,
guys, oh my god, gotta be there.
Can't wait. Listen, to catch the podcast for this show, go to cliffcentral.com and go to the show Unleashed with myself, Kagisomodupe. And you know what? I'm just gonna end it off like this. If it's not Wednesday with Nomi Superstar, it is Wednesday.
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagisomodupe.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on cliffcentral.com. We got you, baby.
Unleashed with Kagisomodupe.
This is cliffcentral.com.